This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 47 minutes past 7 in the morning. I'm Koo Soo Chong with Wong Xiaoning, and of course all the narrative in the news today about coronavirus and the COVID-19, the impact of on people. BFM is running a poll on Twitter asking listeners to respond to whether their behaviour has changed due to the outbreak. So the three options were yes, no, and not sure. And about 53% of the people are suggesting that their behaviour has changed. 32% have not, and 15% say not sure.
Well, I think there will be some change. I mean, you might be a little...
Yeah, how would you know? I mean...
I give you a gauge of how I know, because yesterday I tried to book cinema tickets. And guess what? The hall is very empty.
Is that right?
Yes. So if anything, I think people are just, you know, mindful of anywhere where people kind of congregate together, right? You don't need to watch the movie. It's totally discretionary. It's fun, right? It's
That's not
something you have to do. So maybe you just think, I'm not going to take the risk. And this is Parasite, by the way, which just won the Oscar. So I thought a lot of people would rush out and
watch it.
But the hall was pretty empty, and I was really surprised. And it's a popular time on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, cinemas, popcorns, and malls are all part of business, and the outbreak has clearly impacted businesses all over the world. Some of the biggest impacts have been on airlines, hotels, and companies that rely on China for manufacturing or its large consumer base. The virus has even caused a ripple effect on the durian industry, Xiaoning.
Yeah, because durian prices in the last few years have been driven by demand coming from China. So with this much lower demand, is our local durian industry affected? And we have seen some news reports saying that prices have dropped. So there is still local demand. But bear in mind, the Chinese are the world's biggest consumers for a lot of things. And in the last few years, up to 5% of what we produce has gone to China.
So to get a first-hand account of this very thorny issue, we've got on the line with us Anna Teo, the chief executive of Henan Corporation, one of Malaysia's biggest names in durian exporting. Anna, thank you for talking to us. What's the real picture of what's happening on the ground? Has your business, if at all, been impacted by the virus?
Good morning, Koo, Xiaoning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, it's a good question. Everybody is asking me every day. Well, for now, I see there's an impact of price, but so far, our business is not really affected because our orders, we comply our orders before the Chinese New Year. And good is our buyer is actually still taking the stocks, and we are slowly, and our last batch of orders will be shipping out this week. So everything is normal for now, despite, you know, there's no cancels of orders and all this. But so far, everything seems to be normal at our side. But of course, we are bracing, you know, what's going to happen in the short quarters of 3 months to 6 months, what's going to happen. So far, I'm still positive. My team is still positive, you know, that we won't think that this thing is going to be long. And good is the seasons of durian is ending. So despite the price dropping, it's not much impact for us on export. But a little bit on the local sales, because we don't have much tourists and the locals are not eating much of durian because it's so much to eat during Chinese New Year. And well, we shall see, you know, maybe it's a good for us. I mean, I feel positive because it's time to do some adjustment on pricing because I find the price that is last transacted was a bit too high price. And this is something that, good thing for me, but it's something that the farmer has to do some adjustment on pricing that is good for us on the next season, especially during the next harvest, a big bumper harvest in June. The price won't be so high and it's affordable for all to come in to transact.
And how much have prices dropped in the last month, would you say?
Well, when things are getting bad, the price dropped $10 a day, you know. There's a sharp drop of price where suddenly all the exporters stops processing. But that also because of very near to Chinese New Year, and that is a big impact. From 60 was the last highest, and I think now it's about 30 plus. Well, it's a half the price different.
Okay, Anna, thanks so much for your time. That was Anna Teo of Henan Corporation, one of Malaysia's biggest exporters and producers of durian. You can, of course, catch the conversation between BFM and her on the rail back in November on bfm.my. Okay, for a more broad look at how the virus is affecting the economy and agribusiness, we now turn to Ko Yu Ling, who's an independent political advisor at Sergi Enam Advisors. Now, Yu Ling, thank you for talking to us. More broadly, how have agribusiness, if at all, been affected by the virus, in your opinion?
Hi, good morning. Of course, we have had the news about the prices in durian. I think Anna Teo has explained very nicely the situation there. If we look at the broader issues, you know, we do have palm oil, if you look from the Malaysia perspective. And in terms of overall trade, that's quite major in terms of total amount. And the reliance on China, based on last year's trade figures, is about 12% of Malaysian palm oil goes to China. And then if you look at other agribusiness products, the fruit sector overall, it's about 33% to China. And also, if you look at fish, and crustaceans, that's about 33% to China. So those are three quite notable sectors which would see issues on China with the trade and, of course, the lockdowns that might affect how people might want to go out to eat and the kind of foods they're eating. I think, as mentioned earlier, a lot of people are finishing their Chinese New Year food. The podcasts that are coming out of China as well note that people are just eating a lot of food that they gathered for that purpose. So really, a lot of eyes on the next couple of months. Some of the early indications that we have from the palm oil trade was, I think we had news articles about force majeure and the China buyers wanting to stop some cargoes. There was a little bit of mention about palm oil, but a lot of the traders last week were kind of very tentative and, you know, we don't really see anything yet. But I was talking to various traders yesterday and I think we're starting to feel some of it that's happening. What we're hearing is that, you know, words like bad minimum cargo going to China. There's even talk about for palm oil, one of the big traders may be bringing back their stocks in China and shifting it back to Malaysia. Others are also saying slow for refined products. You know, refinery capacity utilization is dropping. And on the trade side as well, freight levels are lower, going lower because the cargoes can't load in China. There's delays. So these are some of the trade and transport issues which are starting to crop up for Malaysia.
And if we look just specifically on durian, because we do know that, like what you say, CPO, China is a big market, our second largest exporting nation, right? How big is China, though, for the durian economy in Malaysia?
Well, I think for durians, we do see that the official stats show quite clearly that the second half of 2018 was really the record of durian exports. So that's pretty much in line with what we have is that for the last couple of years, there has been approval for frozen durian pulp to go. And really the big change in June of last year was that the frozen whole durians could go. So in fact, there is a bit of change in character of the trade because we have this ability to export fresh as well as frozen. And I think there has been quite a fast shift, especially in the second half and even in the fourth quarter, that there is a lot of freezing going on. And I think that actually provides a certain resilience to the durian sector because they have this freezing and storing capacity, which they didn't have. So I know there's mention of prices going down by half. But of course, you know, when we look at other fruits in other ASEAN countries like Myanmar, you know, there are reports that fruits are now you know, rotting in trucks because, you know, they have been trucking into China. And, you know, what used to be hundreds of trucks going across to China is now down to, you know, 20, 30 trucks a day. And so trucks, the fruits are rotting there. And there's talk about fruit prices going down to one third of the expected levels. So I think half is, you know, it sounds kind of bad, but with the seasonality dropping and with this storage capacity, that's good. But of course, I think if you're a smaller player, there would be an issue about how you can manage stocks going forward. So that's some of those questions. If I look at the overall size of things, Malaysia is really aiming at the $120 million worth of exports. Looking at last year's trade figures, I mean, we just don't have the December one yet broken down for fresh and frozen. So I'd guess that we're kind of almost there. It should be over US $100 million So that's a really good achievement for Malaysia. In the overall context of China durian imports, I think we're guessing that it's in excess of US$1.5 billion. So Malaysia is in the sort of high single digits of market share.
Yeah, Yulin, given your accounts of the disruptions to the supply chain, to the agribusiness sector, particularly in Malaysia, what is your sense of the impact, whether it's going to be material or not, to the contributions to GDP because of this virus, especially, I mean, in terms of the agribusiness contribution?
Well, there's two things to consider for that. There is the seasonality of production. So I think we are heading into lower productions on quite a number of things. So that's a good aspect of it. And of course, in that sense, I'm referring to durian and palm oil. The production is just down. So we hope that when the bumper season comes back, things will have normalized in China a lot more. So I guess the question of whether the China virus issue can be normalized, you know, from, I don't know what people are talking about, late March, April onwards, then hopefully that will coincide with this seasonality production uptick again. What's the other thing that's happening is that there's kind of movements of things like palm oil stocks. Let's talk about that. Vessels, whether it's people trucking in. I think one of the aspects to consider is that in the last couple of years, a lot of ASEAN countries have actually been emphasizing China market and the exports of foods to China. So there is knock-on effects, not just in Malaysia, but a number of countries, because they have been pushing basically on the same idea of fruit exports to China.
Okay, Yulin, thanks ever so much for your time. That's Ko Yulin, Independent Political Advisor for Sergi Enum Advisors. We're going to have the 8 o'clock news after this, and then after that, Roshan Kunnison comes back and talks to CEO of Carex Holdings, Mr. M.K. Goh, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.